Chapter 6. I gave the buffalo a thwack with a palm leaf. A cloud of flies flew up before settling back down on the buffalo's sweating back. It turned its head to me and grunted. Like me, it had had enough of walking around and around the water wheel. At the end of the field, a river swam lazily past. Boys shouted and splashed amongst the papyrus reeds near the bank. I slumped down by the wheel and fanned my hot face with the leaf. I wish I could have just jumped in and joined them. I wish I were anywhere but here in this field working for my uncle. Uncle was a kind man, but he was childless and kept me busy. It was over 2 weeks since work on the tomb had ceased. It felt like a year. Each night, I made a mark with the end of a burnt twig on the wall in my chamber. It was one day nearer to the day Lord Carnarvon would arrive from England, I told myself. But it didn't make the days go any faster. Arkhamhead had been down to the valley once. He found a better way down, he said, one that didn't involve rolling down the mountain. He told me the men had uncovered more ancient huts. I made him promise to tell me when Lord Carnarvon arrived. I never had the chance to sneak away. There were always lots of jobs for me to do. When I wasn't helping Uncle in the field, there was water to fetch, buffalo dung and maize sticks to collect for fuel, or the pots to mine that Hussein laid out in the sun to dry. Ali, quick! Arkhamhed and Salim were jumping up and down at the edge of the field. I dropped the buffalo's rein and ran to meet them, leaping over the newly ploughed furrows. Their being there could only mean one thing. Lord Carnarvon had arrived in the valley. They're here, Arkhamhed said as I reached them. They've begun to clear the passage. I clutched his arm. Are you sure? Arkhamhed shrugged. That's what they say. Who said? The boys. I saw some of them coming back from the valley yesterday. You'd better hurry if you want that job back, Salim said. I cast a glance at Uncle. He'd reached the end of the furrow and was turning the oxen around. We're going down there now, Salim added. Come later, Arkhamhed urged. They'll be there till sunset. It was probably too late now. If they'd already begun work, they'd have hired another boy to fetch the water for them. I left the boys and ran back across the field. Uncle was driving the ploughshare back towards me. What do those rascals want? He growled. Arkhamhed wasn't his favourite person since the story about the missing goat. I could ask, couldn't I? He could only say no. Mr. Carter is back working in the valley, I said. I looked up at him hopefully. And if you want me to let... And you want me to let you go too, don't you? I nodded. Uncle grunted. I'm sorry, Ali, I need your help here today. He hesitated. He'd seen my face. Ask your father tonight if you may go tomorrow, he said. Maybe I can spare you for a few days. Now return to that buffalo before it tramples my field. What? Will I let you go back to the valley tomorrow? Father said that evening, raising his eyebrows. No, I need the donkey. Besides, there may not be a job for you, and there is plenty of work here for you. Could I not take the donkey for one day? Maybe they will need me to work again, like before. I will earn money. Had Father forgotten that I was paid to carry water, and I'd given him every coin I'd earned? See this, Father said. He picked up a pot, and this with his other hand, and he reached for a handful of maize. These make more than they pay you for fetching water. I might find something else to sell, an ancient pot perhaps, a golden earring, even a pair. Somehow I had to persuade Father to let me return to the valley. Father shook his head. And what did you find last time? He said. Nothing. No, I need the donkey. And I need you. In a day or two, well, let's see. I pretended not to care, but by bedtime I'd made a plan. Early in the morning, before anyone was up, I was going down to the valley. No one was going to stop me. I'd found the step, and I was going to be there when they opened the tomb too.